We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Tes. We're in the middle of Siv Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Velo Cholten. You do not perform Chalitza on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because you might come to write the Shtar Chalitza. You're also not allowed to set up time, set up the place on Shabbos to say where the Chalitza is going to be, because that looks like you are being done a din on Shabbos, doing some sort of judgment case on Shabbos, which we already saw earlier, is prohibited. You are allowed to, on Motzei Shabbos, say that the Chalitza will take place on Sunday. That is permissible. Continues the Mechaber, V'lo Miyabin, you cannot perform Yibim on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because A, it is like you are performing a Kinyan on Shabbos, because you are now acquiring her to be your full wife. And B, it also, there is a concern that you might come to write the Ksuba. Mechaber, Ein Konsin, you are not allowed to bring a woman into the chuppah. The Mishnah Berurah says, because the chuppah is how we are koner. As we saw earlier, the kiddushin is not the complete kinyan. It is the chuppah which completes the kinyan, so therefore it is prohibited to do so on Shabbos. Mechaber, velo magdishin, you are not allowed to sanctify something to hekdesh. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is because it is similar to mekach u'memkar, it is similar to doing a business. It is doing business with the Beis HaMikdash, which is similar to doing regular business. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, you are allowed to say that you are giving money to tzedakah. Mechaber, velo ma'arichin, you are not allowed to say that this person's worth is upon me, meaning I will give however the amount of money that the Torah says. If you say erech this person, erech that person, etc., you are not allowed to do so on Shabbos. Once again, it is similar to mekach u'memkar. V'lo macharimin, the same thing, you're not allowed to take an animal or something like that and say that it belongs to shamayim, because that as well is prohibited, just like hekdesh, that it is similar to mekach u'memkar. The Mechaber continues, V'lo mafrishin truma and maaser, you're not allowed to separate truma and maaser on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is similar to sanctifying fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, because you are making this, that you are being mafresh, you are making this holy now. So that is, once again, similar to this concept of mekach u'memkar. As well, you are also being mesakein the food which you are separating from. You are now fixing, you are now making that food which you separated from ro'i to be eaten. So that is also prohibited. If you did so, if you were mafresh on Shabbos, if it was done b'mezid, then nobody is allowed to eat it until after Shabbos, because of a knas, you or other people, and if it was done b'shogeg, then even you are allowed to eat it immediately. The Mishnah Berurah says that this does not only apply to trumas and maisos, but it applies to challah, being mafresh challah as well, which one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ve'ein po din haben, you're not allowed to perform a pinyon haben on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to say, I'll give the money to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos, and then when the 31st day comes along on Shabbos, the pigyon will be chal. The reason you can't do that is because you can't make the bracha when you give the money, because it's not the right time yet, and you can't make the bracha on Shabbos, because you're not actually doing any maisa then. You can only make a bracha when you do some sort of maisa, not just on the chalos. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot give the money on a Friday in order for the pinyon to be chal on Shabbos. However, poskim point out, this is just a technical reason why you can't do so. But halachically, in terms of the mitzvah, it would be okay to say, in terms of the kinyan aspect, it would be okay to say, I'm giving this money before Shabbos in order for the kinyan to be chal on Shabbos. And this, we saw earlier, is a big discussion in the poskim, whether you're allowed to give money before Shabbos for a kinyan to be chal on Shabbos. And it appears that the Mishnah Berurah is poskening that really me'ikar din, it's okay, and just by pinyon haben, the reason you can't do so is because of a specific detail in terms of the bracha of pinyon haben, why it cannot be done in such a manner. V'ein Megarshin, one is not allowed to divorce on Shabbos, because you might come to write the get. Even if you wrote the get before Shabbos, you might come to write something else to say that the divorce occurred. Ela im kein hu get shchiv meira, unless it is the get of a person who is dying, detakif lei alma, he is dying and he wants to divorce his wife before he dies so that she will not have to perform Yibam. And the reason we allow this on Shabbos is in order that he not die any faster, because if he knows that his will is not being fulfilled, then he might come to die sooner. So in order for him to stay alive a little bit longer, we fulfill his will of writing this get. It's only an issur d'rabbanan, and we allow it in such a situation. Says the Mechaber, v'chulam im nasu shogin o mezidin o mutan, masha asa asuli. If you did any of these, then it is chal. The only exception we saw earlier is trumas u'maisros and chala, where b'mezid it will not, you cannot benefit from it until after Shabbos. Siv Hey. Hakone says Almana lo yava la abia rishona lo b'Shabbos lo b'Yom Tov. If you are marrying a woman, you should not a woman who has already been married once before, whether she has been divorced before, whether she is divorced or she is widowed, you should not have the first bia on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because it is through the bia where you now acquire her for Yerusha, Maisi, Adayim, etc., not the chuppah. So therefore, you are performing a kinyan on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even by a basula, where you are really being koneher for all these things when you go into the chuppah, since sometimes, according to some opinions, the chuppah which we create doesn't really perform the actual chuppah, and it is only kiddushin, and you need actual yichud in order to be koneher for all of those things, therefore you should be sure to have yichud before Shabbos as well. It is not enough to just have the chuppah in the case of basula before Shabbos, you should also be sure to have yichud before Shabbos in order to ensure that the kinyan occurs before Shabbos and does not occur on Shabbos.